It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Denver's best music, Mix 100, with the employee of the month and Katie and Josh.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was good.
Yeah. I'm the employee of the month here at the radio station. Don't want to brag, but it's a very prestigious award, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it, frankly.
Everybody.
Don't you get your own parking spot?
Yeah, it's right up front. Yeah. I got a little plaque. I got a gift card to do some shopping. Free massages for the rest of the month.
Wait, what?
Wow. From the employees?
I get some catering, some free catering. They're going to come in and get me some breakfast. And I don't know. It's just very prestigious, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm riding pretty high.
I may try to win that now. I didn't realize all that came with it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You guys are supposed to bow every time I walk by.
Okay.
We have been.
Did you get that all
now
stuff?
We have been. Now he's just making stuff up, right?
Yeah. No, that's true.
Employee of the month, you guys. So, Katie, you've got a bit of a dilemma going on in your life. What the hells?
Well, it has to do with a friendship group that I have. So I went back to Grand Junction recently. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of good friends over there, and I stayed with one of my friends, and she has a room that I stay in when I go over there and hang out with her. And she messaged me the other day, and she was like, hey, you left some of your stuff here, I'm gonna mail it back to you. Right?
Well, that's a good friend.
I know, she's really nice. She had some
good
books,
looking out
books to mail me as well. But I get this package from her, and I open it, and in it there are a pair of socks, a bracelet, and a thing of lipstick. And none of them are mine.
Oh.
I know.
Are we sure it's not her husband's?
I know, exactly.
Honestly, you don't know.
She didn't ask him that, but now I'm in a predicament, right?
Hold on. What was it again?
It was a lipstick, socks, and a bracelet.
Oh,
and
geez.
None of them were mine. The socks, the lipstick, or the bracelet. And the lipstick had been used, so it's not like it was brand new lipstick that hadn't been opened or anything. And, you know, for me as a woman, immediately I go to, well, if it's not mine, and it's clearly not hers. Women know if it's their
do
socks.
They
100%. Do. 100%.
I would say yes on the socks, but the lipstick?
Yes.
Absolutely. I think Knickknacks pulled stuff out before, and she's like, oh my God, I forgot I even had this.
Forgot you had it, but knew it was yours. If somebody came across it and said, is this yours, she would know. If she had never used this, never seen it before, she would know. And so if it's not mine and it's not hers, whose is it? They don't have a woman, like, say, you know, a daughter or somebody, you know, staying in there. She had told me, and she's such a cleaner. That's the thing, too, is her house is so clean. There's no way that it was in there for longer than, you know, when I was staying in there. So
has she had other girlfriends stay at the house? Other girlfriends that have house sat?
Yeah, since I had been there, no. And that's where I'm saying, like, almost immediately she messaged me and said, you left this stuff here. I just stayed over there, not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
And she didn't tell you. She's just like, hey, you left some stuff here. And then she sent it on its way.
Exactly. So it was like immediately after I'd been there. So in that time, like, who had been in this room, right?
Oh, and here,
as the friend, do I say anything to her?
That's the kicker right there.
Do I just keep this stuff in, you know, my possession and act like it's mine and not say anything?
But then if something does end up happening,
she's like, you knew about this.
Well, she won't, but you can't, like, go back then and say, I was wondering because of this and this and this.
Oh,
then
because
she won't know if you just hush up now.
Yeah.
But I would be a crappy friend if I admitted after the fact that, oh, by the way,
I knew all along.
I knew things were sus because when you sent me that stuff, I knew immediately it wasn't mine. Didn't tell you, though.
But then are you the bad friend as well if you just don't speak up about it right now?
Yeah, because what if it is something as simple as, you know, they had somebody stay and she just didn't see it under the blanket? And you know what I mean? Like, what if somebody really did leave it there and it's completely innocent?
You don't want to put
and
those...
I'm trying to make a big deal about it.
Yeah, you don't want to put those thoughts into someone's head. Like, are you, you know, cheating on me or anything like that, especially if it is no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, because it could be. It totally could be not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a
believe me,
it's
position.
Weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Tori, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Good morning to you.
Hi.
So what should Katie do with this situation? Should she speak up?
I think she should just inform her friend that those things were not hers, just in case, you know, she ask another friend if it's hers.
Well, you know, if she does this, she could be, you know, potentially ruining a... a marriage.
Yeah. Like, what if it's not innocent? Like, what if something's really going on and I'm the one who, like, shined the spotlight on it?
Right. I mean, it could be innocent, but also, yeah, you could potentially bring up problems that some people wouldn't want.
Yeah. So it's kind of a dilemma I'm
That's
in here.
The thing.
But
are you going to stick with tell? Would you tell your friend?
I honestly, if it was my friend, I think they would have the right to know.
Okay.
If it's not mine personally.
I'm telling, I made a mark here for tell. Tell them about the socks. Tori, have a great
day. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Priska.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you
Hi.
Are.
Hi.
You're dying to sound off about this, it sounds like.
I know, right?
Right? Okay, so what should Katie do?
Well, it's not up to her to save her marriage or destroy her marriage. She just owes her friend the truth, tell her those stuffs are not hers, and then let her figure out whatever infidelity is going on in her marriage.
So it's okay. It's like farting in the aisle of a Walmart and then running away. Like, it's somebody else's problem at that point, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. I like the way you said that, though. The only thing I owe her is the truth. And I think that's what I'm struggling with. I don't want to lie to my friend, you know, like, ever. I don't want to lie to my friend. So, but I also don't want to hurt her. But I think the way you just put that, I like it. The only thing I owe her is the truth. I think I'm going to stick with
that's
that.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, okay, right, so you're under teller. That's two for teller. Priska, have a great day. Thank you for
you
calling.
Too, bye.
Priska, bye.
Andy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you are. Let's get a guy's point of view. What do you think Katie should do about the socks, the lipstick, and the bracelet? It's not hers.
Oh, she's got to say something, right? Like, it's her best friend. I mean, she would probably lose her friend if she didn't say something and it was a bad outcome.
Yeah.
Will you lose a friend, though, if you just be quiet about it?
Well, if she
and
never
pretend,
knew.
You could just pretend all that stuff was yours and you don't have to speak up.
But I would feel bad. Like, if something
and you
actually,
would know.
Yeah,
if it ever came
know.
Out that he was cheating.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that would be the thing. I would know at that point, and I think that would be hard for me to live
and
with.
And you'd want
going,
to be like, I knew this whole time!
I know, I'd have to tell her. I'd probably get her some socks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, oh my God.
Remember those gigantic socks you sent me? They were mine! He's cheating on a woman with giant feet!
It's a hobbit.
All right, Andy, I got your vote for tell.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Later, dude. Okay.
That's good.
Crystal.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
I'm
going
to bring Junction with you, so that's funny.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Katie raves about Grand Junction.
I love Grand Junction.
Are they your socks?
No.
They're Crystal.
The one thing that nobody brought up is, like, even if you bring out that he's cheating, you don't want your friend in that relationship that way anyway.
Oh,
so that issue's going to come up, and then that's going to force them to either deal with it or her to get out of that bad situation. Either way, you're protecting your friend if you tell her.
I feel like Katie should offer to house sit again and so you can go and investigate a little bit more.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
you
get in the
leave little items everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go through those drawers.
That's actually so good.
I know. I think you need to get back out
we
there.
We need to do this again.
You guys going out again? Yeah. I'll house it.
So, Crystal, your vote is to say something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your friendship is always to tell the truth. Always. Like, it's a girl code thing.
It is. It's such a girl code.
I mean, but the girl code also means you're going to talk trash about her after this is all said and done, too. Can you believe she
that's
didn't
not
know?
That's not necessarily true.
Exactly.
Like, some girls do that.
Well,
usually after a bottle of wine has been consumed.
Then you'll be like, she didn't know. Those socks were just right there in the open. She's an idiot.
Can you believe it? And the bracelet?
I've been around the block, Crystal.
Oh, gosh.
Crystal, thank you so much for calling your
thank
sweetheart.
Thank you, Crystal.
Have a great day, guys.
Enjoy your wine. Bye.
You too.
Olivia.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Olivia.
So Katie's stumped as to what she should be doing. What do you think?
100% tell her. I would have snapped a picture and sent it to her and be like, excuse me, what is this? Like, the moment I opened the package.
These are not mine. This bracelet is ugly.
Not mine. This isn't mine. Yes.
This
yes,
lipstick isn't even my color.
Yeah. It's not go with my face. Yeah.
Like, how was all this stuff laying around and she didn't notice it beforehand is what I want to know. Like, I feel like somehow this is going to come out that it is actually all your friend's junk.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know.
It might be
something super innocent. You never know.
Yeah.
So then that's going to test your friendship. And she's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. This or this, regardless. But if it is something bad, oh, well, you can just give her a shoulder.
Yeah, well, and her. I don't know. As we know, friendships, especially between women, are there's so much trust involved, and when you break that, there's like no going back. And that's what I don't want to do to my friend, right? Like, that's what I don't want to do to my friend. So I agree.
No, you don't.
I think I need to tell her. I need to just send a picture right now. And
well,
be
that's
like,
been like six calls for yes.
I know.
So, I mean.
I think that, and our text line is blowing up. Yeah. Like, everyone says I need to just own up and tell her.
Well, let's get one more. We got another dude on the line, Frank. What were you going to say, Olivia?
I wanted to say that, Katie, if you do end up telling her, please let us know what happened.
I will, Olivia.
We'll
thank
give you an
you.
Update.
We
they
will
break
absolutely.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
guys.
Olivia.
And Olivia.
Bye. You find out they're just in an open relationship.
I She's know. Like, yeah, it's fine. I don't
they're
care.
Swingers. You find out they're swingers.
It's all good.
She sends me a pineapple.
Katie joins.
We've got White Rock in the front yard next time you go show up. Frankie boy.
I'm here.
Hey,
oh boy.
And then
here we
the
go.
Answer, the answer, of course, is hell yes.
Hell yes. Yeah, you got to tell her, right, Frankie?
Because even if it offends or upsets somebody, the truth is always there.
Yeah.
And if you don't tell her, let's say you're trying to hide something. So you'll have a whole lot worse ramifications.
Yeah.
You're a wise man, Frank.
That's,
you're very
that's
wise.
Great advice, Frank.
Old man.
He's an old man.
Old man.
I've seen a few
I'm
socks in
man.
My time.
And a bracelet or two.
Some lipstick as well.
You never know.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
Frank,
you
guys
have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You too, buddy.
What a good guy.
And, you know, I just want to point out the reason all this got brought up. I was just kind of sitting on it myself, but then I house sit on the side and dog sit in on the front range as well. And Jill, one of our sales ladies, came in here and said, hey, I think you left a pair of socks at my house when you were house sitting. And those were my socks. Remember, she came in
That's
here
right.
and gave them to me. That's why all
What's
this
your
got
deal
brought
up. With socks?
I'm leaving stuff everywhere. Maybe I just need to get my stuff together, huh? Like, maybe that is the whole point of
this. Friends
with
very messy houses.
I know.
So what are we all going to say here on the show? I guess it just boils down to me and Josh, I guess. What are you going to say, Josh?
Yeah. I'm going to say don't tell her. Let it be.
What?
Yep, let
You're
it be.
You say don't?
Yeah. Don't stick your nose in other people's business.
Okay.
Let it be. And then if it happens and she does find out, because if you're doing sinning like that, it will find you out. So she'll find out another way, and I just say leave it be.
Karma will get him.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right.
What am I going to say?
Join me.
I kind of want to say don't say, just to see how it all plays out and how she finally finds out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to text her after the show and say, hey,
but
just so you know.
I will say there was, what did we do, like six or seven calls. They all said to tell.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us.
Well, and all of the texts say it too. Like...
They do.
They
I just wanted
to
get ugly.
I kind of did too. I'm
a little
petty.
You want me to go back in and investigate?
I want you to go back and find out if they're swingers.
The drama.
Jared wants to know. He's asking for a friend.
Yeah. And then I'll house sit for him next
asking
time.
Asking for myself.
Right?
How big were the socks? Y'all rock. That's what we're talking about. Thanks for sounding off on our text line, our phone line. As Katie said, I haven't had a chance to glance over yet, but it is exploding.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
a lot of people
is.
Saying we should definitely Jeez. Tell her.
Well, you guys rock.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.